The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and I'm Dave Silk. Four things to know today. A security flaw, tunnel vision, compromises VPN effectiveness, researchers warn. Small businesses voice concerns over CMMC implementation and compliance hurdles as we review a list of regulation moves. Microsoft unveils Zero Trust DNS preview for enhanced Windows security, and EV Box enhances EV charging solutions with an EVA Global Managed Services partnership. This is the business of tech. Security researchers have discovered an exploit called Tunnel Vision that can render any VPN useless, allowing attackers to snoop on unencrypted data and potentially gain valuable data from it. The researchers suspect that the exploit may have been used for years, and they notified VPN makers about their findings. Fixing the issue is challenging, as removing DHCP support in VPNs would cause connectivity problems, and other proposed fixes still leave room for de-anonymized traffic. The vulnerability, assigned CVE-2024-3661, has been available for exploitation since 2002, but has no known cases of active exploitation. Mitigation measures include using network namespaces, configuring VPN clients to deny non-VPN traffic, ignoring DHCP option 121, connecting via personal hotspots or virtual machines, and avoiding untrusted networks. VPN providers are encouraged to enhance client software to block risky DHCP configurations. The researchers warn that relying on compromised networks with VPNs could have serious consequences, especially for individuals who rely on VPNs for safety, such as journalists and whistleblowers. Why do we care? This is a significant problem. Heads up for infrastructure and security teams to get up to speed and mitigate the problem the best you can. President Biden has signed the Report Act into law, requiring websites and social media platforms to report crimes related to online sexual exploitation of children to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Cyber Tip Line. Companies that fail to report child sex abuse material may face hefty fines, and evidence must be held for a longer period. The new law aims to make the assessment of reports more efficient and protect vulnerable children from online exploitation. New federal rules from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission provide stronger protections for transgender and non-binary employees in American workplaces, prohibiting misgendering and denying access to restrooms based on gender identity. The guidance, the first in 25 years, follows the landmark Supreme Court case Bostock versus Clayton County, establishing LGBTQ plus workers' protection from workplace discrimination. The new rules also address remote and pregnant workers, and while not legally binding, they inform the EEOC's interpretation of harassment cases. A 3-2 vote approved the guidelines, significantly impacting an estimated 3.6 million employees. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has extended the public comment period for the proposed cyber incident reporting rule under the Cyber Incident Reporting for Critical Infrastructure Act. The extension was granted in response to requests from industry leaders, and the comment period will now close on July 3rd. The regulations aim to enhance the government's ability to track cybersecurity incidents and ransomware payments. CISA hopes to receive high-quality feedback from critical infrastructure organizations to ensure the final rule is effective and aligns with the program's intent. The Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy has expressed concerns about the impact of the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, or CMMC, on small businesses. While the Pentagon has changed the program to ease the burden on smaller companies, there are still concerns about compliance, costs, and the availability of certified third-party assessment organizations. The Office of Advocacy has called for further clarification and guidance from the Department of Defense to ensure that small businesses can meet the standards and timelines set out in the CMMC program. A Senate bill sponsored by Senator Ron Wyden would require online collaboration tools vendors like Zoom and Slack to enhance their security. The bill aims to establish standards through the National Institute of Standards and Technology and ensure compliance through Homeland Security. The bill also seeks to promote interoperability between platforms. Why do we care? The headlines are a new law and a new set of federal employment rules. It's the rule set that likely impacts more of this audience. Have concerns about cyber incident reporting or CMMC 2.0? This is your time to speak up to the relevant agency. And if you're not up to speed, now's the time to do so. I've warned you, so you can express your concern. We'll be back right after this message. Data migrations are complex and irritating, creating days of frustration from setup to cutover. MoveBot was built from the ground up to fix that. MoveBot is the simplest and fastest data moving tool there is. Fully hosted with no infrastructure, no virtual machines, none of that. Sign up, connect, scan, and you'll be moving data in minutes. Techs of all levels can now move terabytes per day with MoveBot. The magic lies in how MoveBot simplifies and auto-scales your migration with modern cloud technology, handling proprietary doc types, file name sanitization, permissions, and cutover, with detailed reporting and alerting at every step. Start moving data like a pro at movebot.io. Microsoft has introduced a preview of its Zero Trust Domain Name System for Windows, which aims to enhance security using encryption and authenticated connections. The system allows administrators to restrict which domains the servers will resolve. While there are some limitations, such as the need for MDM management and potential complications with administrative privileges, experts generally view the ZTDNS positively for organizations implementing Zero Trust architecture. Why do we care? Well, I want to inform you of the significant product development here. This is a new security product to consider. EVBox has partnered with EVA Global, a managed services provider, to improve support for its electric vehicle charging infrastructure. As part of the partnership, EVA Global will handle Level 1 customer support, offering 24/7 support in multiple languages. This move is part of EVBox's strategy to enhance service and support, including remote diagnostics on public charging stations. The partnership reflects a larger EV charging network industry trend to improve reliability, availability, performance, and user experience. Why do we care? I did not have EV charging management on my list of potential service offerings, and I should have. This is a reminder that maintenance is often an overlooked, significant portion of most technologies and continues to be an opportunity. Thanks for listening. National Coconut Cream Pie Day is today, and also National Animal Disaster Preparedness Day. Both seem very specific. We can make it easy with National Give Someone a Cupcake Day, also today. Have a question you want answered? I do take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@msbradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. Got a comment or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.